There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hello everyone, it's your girl Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup, maybe you're having issues with your family, or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook, or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Hey Cheekies! So I just want to start by saying thank you so much for making this podcast. It's really nice to connect with you directly, and I listen to it every time I'm at the gym because it's just so relaxing. So anyways, my question for today is, how do you go about your boyfriend not wanting to share phone passwords? I've been with my boyfriend on and off for about 12 years now. And yeah, it's always a reoccurring issue that he never wants to share his phone password with me. And whenever I bring it up to him, he always brings up the argument of, well, it makes me feel like you don't trust me. Like, he always tries to gaslight the situation, if that makes sense. He says, well, it makes me uncomfortable knowing that you don't trust me because you want access to my phone. So it just makes me uncomfortable because it's like, well, is there a reason why you're not showing me the phone password? You know, like, are you doing something shady? So anyways, yeah, I would just love some advice on that. Thank you, girl. I love you.
Ooh, Chantel or Chantel. Okay, girl. First of all, I'm so happy that you are a fan of Cheekies and Chill podcast of Dear Cheekies. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, so look, everyone is entitled to their privacy. Sometimes certain people feel like that is an invasion of privacy, and I get that to a certain extent because that's their phone. But I feel like when you're in a relationship, when a guy or even a woman is ready, in my opinion, is ready for a stable relationship where there's no BS, then he or she are not going to have an issue with saying, hey, okay, yeah, you want to see my phone? Here you go. If he doesn't feel comfortable sharing his password or his code, then okay. But he could just be like, oh yeah, here, I have nothing to hide. It should not be an argument. It should not be like, oh, I feel like you don't trust me, because that to me sounds like gaslighting 100%. If he is ready to be with you and he's not doing anything that he shouldn't be doing or he wouldn't want you to do, it should not be an issue. And even then, I've been in situations where I have my man's code and still I find something. El que busca encuentra. It's just, it's the truth. But also, you shouldn't torment your mind either. You have to be able to, yes, just trust and say, God, universe, if there's anything that I need to know, you're going to bring that to light. And I'm not going to worry. But it should not be an issue if you ask, hey, can I see your DMs? Hey, can I see your phone? Or can I use your phone real quick to get on Instagram? Sometimes I'll use my boyfriend's phone for like, hey, let me take a picture. There's no hesitation at all. And in past relationships I've had where they're like, oh, wait, no, why? Or, and I'm like, I just want to take a picture with your phone. My phone's not working or whatever. It's just little things like that, that for me are little yellow flags that you should look out for. But I don't know. Something in my gut is telling me that he might be hiding something. And I don't want to put things in your head, but you're already feeling it. Just trust that intuition and have this conversation with him and tell him what Chiki said. He's probably going to hate me. But anyways, I hope everything works out, Chantel. All right. So next question comes from Kim.
Hello, Chikis. I love listening to your podcast. I love when there's new episodes. Anyways, how do you deal with a toxic parent? For example, like, how do you tell a parent when they're wrong without making them mad or them blowing up or whatever? I've dealt with the toxic parent all my life, so sometimes I can't find the way how to tell, especially my mother, like, hey, you're wrong. Because, of course, she always blows up or something.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your question. Look, I know what you mean. It's difficult because I'm sure you're Latina, right? I think. And Latin parents are very strict. It's kind of like, just listen and don't talk back. You know what I mean? And I've had to deal with that in the past. I think it's all in how you deliver your message. I don't think you telling your mom, hey, you're wrong, is going to get a good reaction. You know what I mean? It's all about how you say it. For instance, hey, mom, it hurts my feelings when you do this, or that doesn't make me feel good, or I don't agree with you. You know, and it's all the tone of voice, but I think you sound like an adult. I don't think you're under 18, but regardless, we're individuals. We have minds of our own. And I think we should be able to speak to our parents and say, sabes que, esto no me gusta. I don't like this. It's all in how you speak to her. Be like, mom, can I talk to you? Or write her a letter. Honestly, maybe that will give her some time to digest what you have to say. I think that'll be a good thing for you, Kim. Write her a letter and tell her, mom, this is how I'm feeling and I don't want to upset you. Or maybe start the conversation like that and tell her, I don't want to upset you. I don't want this to cause any issues in our relationship, but this is how I'm feeling. Because if you hold that in, it's going to cause resentment and tension in your relationship. And that's what you're trying to avoid. So I'm really hoping that your mom opens up her heart and her mind to listening to you. But again, don't start the conversation with, mom, you're wrong. That's my best advice. Write her a letter and always start the conversation with, look, mom, I want to have a peaceful conversation. I don't want to upset you, but this is how I'm feeling. And I'm hoping that works. Okay. But it's a Latin parent thing. Los papás latinos son más como calladito se miras más bonito. So, you know what I mean. What's the saying? Calladita te miras más bonita. Kind of like that. Anyways, Kim, I hope I made sense.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
All right, guys. So our next question comes from Stephanie.
Hi, Cheekies. I just wanted to say congratulations on your engagement as well as your mom's new album, which I have been loving, by the way. I just wanted to ask you, I've been having issues with my, I guess you could say in my relationship, not with my partner specifically, but with his mom. He is a mama's boy. We've been together for about a year now. But I just kind of wanted to ask you how you would handle that. I'm not sure if you've ever been with or dated a mama's boy. But I just kind of wanted to get your advice on, you know, what I should do in regards to, you know, her kind of always, you know, being in our business and wanting like details and stuff like that. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too, Stephanie. And thank you for congratulating me. Okay. So there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with a mama's boy. I feel that a man that respects his mom and loves her and they have a good relationship, communication, I think that that's a beautiful thing. But there's a very thin line between being a mama's boy and then having una suegra metiche. There's nothing worse than having una suegra metiche in your relationship because it is your relationship with your man. And she should stay out of it unless you bring her in it and you go and ask her for, you know, advice or something. But that is a difficult situation and it's a very, very fine line because that's his mom and he loves her. And obviously the way I see it is if he's a mama's boy, then hopefully he'll be a good wifey man. You know, we want a man. And I think you need to speak to your partner and tell him, look, I respect your mom and I don't want to have issues, but I really need you to be the man that I need in this relationship. And tell your mom to kind of lay off a little bit. And if that doesn't work, then maybe you should have a conversation with the mom respectfully and just say, hey, I love your son. I'm going to take care of him. I love that you guys are close. But this is our relationship and it makes me feel uncomfortable that your nose is all up in it because that's going to definitely cause issues. But of course, again, it's all how you deliver your message and how you say it that, you know, how they'll receive it. And hopefully it doesn't become an argument because you're not trying to push her away and keep her away from her son or her son away from the mother. But you do need to kind of darte tu lugar and kind of say, hey, I am his woman and we do things a certain way. And I would really appreciate it if you backed up, in other nicer words. Try talking to him first, then to her. Because that is definitely going to cause you frustration. I really hope it works out, girl. I really do, because been there, done that. It's not easy. Okay, so our last question, guys, is from Laura.
Hi, Chiquis. So I follow you on Instagram, and you always make it seem like you're always very happy and always in such a good mood. What do you do on the days where you don't feel good? Where you just have an attitude, you know, having a bad day. What do you do on those days?
Laura or Laura, I love your question because I have those days, believe it or not. And I even go on Instagram sometimes and I say it. I'm straight up. I'm like, you guys, I am in a bad mood. I can't even stand myself today. Ando de malas. I think just accepting it is the first step and just saying, okay, I'm feeling these feelings. And sometimes I even have to pray and say, okay, I release any feelings, any emotions, any stresses, any concerns, any worries that do not belong to me. Release me from it. And that just helps me saying it out loud. But on those days, I just allow myself to feel. And I try to backtrack and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? What triggered this feeling? But I'm like, you know what? Life is too beautiful. And you have to like really give yourself therapy and talk yourself through it. because there's nothing wrong with having a bad day. Sometimes you just wake up and you're just in a bad mood. It could be PMSing. It could be whatever. It could be anything. Someone, you know, cut you off and they just set the tone for the rest of your day. It's just you choosing, like, you know what? Okay, I feel these feelings. I recognize this feeling, but I want to change it and I want to feel better. So that's what I do. And that is my advice to you, that when you're having a day like that, just breathe, always breathe, hold your breath, and then say, ah, I'm releasing all the frustration, all the worries, all the concerns. I am here. I'm going to love this day because today is a beautiful day, no matter what. It's a little harder than it sounds, but it's possible. And trust me, just feel it. But don't let it go on for 20 days, okay? Feel it, allow it, and then just say, I'm going to move on. This too shall pass. Okay, guys, so that is the episode. And I want to say thank you to Chantel, Kim, Stephanie, and Laura. You guys had some really juicy questions this week. If you have a situation you need help sorting through, you guys, leave me a message at speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast, okay? Can't wait to hear from you. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and check us out on YouTube.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.